It's a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. Delighted to have you here with us this morning. As we do each and every Thursday, we are speaking with our mayor, Bob Whalen. He's doing some handiwork. I don't hear any hammering or drilling in the background, but I know he's working. He's doing some handiwork. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Ed. Yeah, I'm actually up at our place in Tahoe getting ready for the summer, so clearing a bunch of brush and fallen trees, and it was a heck of a winter. Doing some painting, cleaning up some furniture. So it's a handyman the last couple of days.
Right,
so it's kind of fun. Actually,
You kind of get lost in doing that stuff. I know I find it pretty therapeutic when I'm able to do that stuff. So you're clearing trees and brush as well. You're doing way more than I would ever want to do. I'm telling you right now.
Well, yeah, I'm not clearing trees, but picking up. They've got some real good defensible space requirements up here. So which you actually were urging people down in Laguna to do too, of course, which is cutting the limbs and the bushes that are close to within 5 feet of the house and all that good stuff. So I commend that thought to people down there as well.
Right.
Our fire department would be happy to come out and view your property and give you some suggestions.
I love that. And you bring up a really great point that I hadn't planned on talking about, but really it is the defensible space that you're required to do up in Lake Tahoe, which they take it seriously, and I know we do as well. Do you bring back any suggestions when you go up and visit and you go, yeah, this would be a great... Do you bring back any of those suggestions for our fire mitigation?
Well, I think it's really just, trying to stay on top of it and working at it a little bit. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be severe. But really, the number one thing is to get, and we had some here, we had to just pull out, bushes that are within 5 feet of the house, limbs that are overhanging the house within 10 feet. So start with the easy stuff and go from there. But really, our fire department would be happy to come out. And, each property's different, right? And give some suggestions and help people through it. So, pick up the phone and they'd be happy to help.
Right, just a phone call away. I love that. Let's talk about the joint meeting with the school district. What are some of the items that you're expecting to speak about, and what are some of the items that are really kind of top of the list for you?
Well, there's actually an interesting, I think, list of the things this time. In fact, we've set aside a special day to meet on June 6th for a couple hours and, without a full city agenda that evening. So that'll be good. There's some discussion about, whether affordable housing, whether there's any school district. One of the three sites we're looking at for that was the bus yard in the canyon. So we'll touch on, and then we've got the Vista Aliso property, which long term the school district has the lease on that ends in 2042. So we're going to talk a little bit about affordable housing, workforce housing. We're going to talk about our police resource officers at the sites and how that's all going. We want to get a download from the school district as to that and their overall safety plans, which I know they spend a lot of time, thinking about and working on. I think we'll talk about the school districts, some of their facilities plans that have been the basis of discussion in the community. And they're looking at, I think a lot of focus obviously has been on some proposed improvements at the high school for athletics and district office and so on. But they're looking at a comprehensive plan, as I understand it, for all four schools. So we'll get briefed on that. So it's going to be a busy meeting.
Right. And you mentioned school resource officers, and you and I spoke about it extensively a few weeks back when we had that spate of every week seeing a different mass killing, and then there was a couple in involving school-aged kids. And I brought up the question, do we need permanent school resource officers at each of our schools? Is that something that might be brought up, or is that not on the table at all?
Well, I think that, we're going to get a briefing. So I think, about the school resource officers and how the program's going, and what the school district's thoughts are on that. So, yeah, I think that'll be part of the overall discussion.
Okay.
Should be interesting.
All right. We'll look forward to that. That is June 6th, you say?
June 6th, 5 o'clock, Council Chambers, 5 to 7.
We'll look forward to that. Hey, this coming weekend, it's Memorial Day. We are, of course, observing Memorial Day at Heisler Park at 11 o'clock, along with American Legion, Veterans of Foreign War, Post-222. Can you tell us about some of the activities that we'll be seeing on Memorial Day?
Yeah, well, first, 7 to 11 at Heisler Park is the pancake breakfast that our fire department runs every year. So if you want to get there early and have some pancakes, and then you'll be right there for the ceremony at 11. As you say, Ed, it's 11 o'clock at Heisler Park at Memorial Point. And, I'll be having a few remarks. I know we'll they'll have a speaker. I'm not sure who the lead speaker is this year, but they always come up with an interesting speaker as a keynote address. And, we'll pay our respects there to, all the people who over the years have sacrificed their life for our country. It's always a very, moving service. The Veterans Day, of course, we honor our veterans who are still with us. Memorial Day, we remember, those who were lost. So I always really enjoy sitting there just reflecting on our history and our country and, how thankful we all are for what over the years has been done and preserved for us through those who made such a sacrifice.
Agreed. I'm waiting in the lobby right now and due for an 8:30 conversation. I've got Richard Moore from our American Legion Post 222.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to speaking with him. And that is, for me, one of the benefits of attending the Memorial Day observation at Heisler Park, is getting to speak with these veterans, getting to speak with these people that lived through it, quite frankly, and it's a perspective you don't get on your own. You have to actually have the stories told to you. And it's fascinating conversation to speak with these men and women.
Absolutely. Yeah. It certainly is. So I look forward to that and hope we'll have a good turnout. We always do.
Agreed. So we're getting ready for summer here in town. I mean, Memorial Day really is the kickoff to the summer. What are we doing to get ready for summer?
Well, we're doing a lot, actually. And I've got an article coming out in, tomorrow in the Indian Stew News. But we're really gearing up our marine safety, our public works, fire, police departments. They're all, gearing up for summer. We had to hire 59 or 58, part-time lifeguards for South Laguna and Three Arch Bay that we're taking over this year. This weekend, we're completing the fourth seasonal ocean lifeguard academy, and Kevin Snow, our marine safety chief, is confident by the end of the weekend we're going to be fully staffed up, which is great. Public works, it's not maybe not the glamorous part of it, but it's important, right? They double up and they have day porters serving downtown, Main Beach, Heisler, Aliso Beach now this year, with extra trash pickups and making sure, the bathrooms are all clean and that aspect. And then the fire department, of course, is we're coming up on the first anniversary of the ambulance service, and that's such an important part of our public safety plan. Most guys will be ready for the summer wave, of accidents and things that happen at the beach. And then lastly, our police department, we've got now also a year for the neighborhood enforcement team, which has been staffed up. And I think it's really kind of focused on, making enforcement at our beaches and parks and in our neighborhoods. So we've got parking officers, we've got park rangers, we've got a homeless liaison officer. So, they're fully deployed and focused on that. And then, I think lastly, you know, as we get into summer here, you know, we go full time with our, you know, gear up all the routes on the trolleys, and now we've got Laguna Beach local service expanded to North and South Laguna. So we've got free transit options for everybody to take advantage of, and maybe, you know, leave the car home, hop on the trolley, or Laguna Beach local. So lots going on to get ready.
Right. And you have, I know that you've been working hard for the better part of the last year to get ready for this summer. And as you were doing that, and you knew that we were going to be taking over some of the beaches down south, that had to be an extra burden. And, well, we really got to gear up this year.
Well, huge. I mean, you know, to hire almost 60 new lifeguards, they've been running lifeguard academies since January or February, I think. So, you know, kudos to Kevin Snow and his department for pulling that off. Of course, Laguna is a pretty nice place to lifeguard, right? So we do have a little of attraction there, but it's been a lot of work to get ready. So really pleased that we're all set to go.
All right. And speaking of a lot of work, you got a lot of work to get back to at your house with some hammering and brush clearing and all of that. And we certainly, as always, we appreciate your time with us today. Don't overdo it by, you know, don't accidentally smash a thumb with a hammer or anything like that. Don't overdo it. And we'll look forward to seeing you when you get back. You know, we just lost Tina Turner yesterday, so I'm going to send you out with some Tina Turner music as we've been honoring her this morning. Mayor Bob Whalen, thank you so very, very much for calling in.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You as well. We'll talk to you soon. 8:14 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.